This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, parents pay $14,000 for a four-day seminar on how to get their kids into good colleges. Now, is anything worth that?
But first, is it worth it for Senator John McCain to reschedule tomorrow's presidential debate? Maybe so, but maybe not for the reason he says. Here to talk about the consequences of a Friday night debate is Day to Day's Alex Cohen.
The debate is scheduled to begin at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's just 3 minutes after the coin toss at the Olentangy High School football game. More than 10,000 fans are expected to be there, including the school's athletic director, Jay Wolf. He says he would have liked to watch the debate, but this game was scheduled 3 years ago.
We are playing one of our sister schools, and it's the first time that the two schools have ever met in football.
So is this kind of a big deal?
Yeah, it's a really big deal. And of course, football is an extremely big deal in the state of Ohio.
But so is politics. There are more than 200,000 undecided voters in Ohio, and Coach Wolf is one of them. He wanted to watch the presidential debate to help make up his mind.
I think what a lot of people are going to do, especially here in the state of Ohio, probably just turn on the DVR, do that route.
Across America, there are plenty of people miffed about the choice to hold a debate on Friday night. But keep in mind, choosing a date is no easy feat, says Paul Kirk. He's co-chairman of the Commission on Presidential Debates. That's the group in charge of deciding when the debates are held. Kirk says they usually try to hold all presidential and vice presidential debates sometime after Labor Day and no later than 2 weeks before the election.
Within that window, there are National Football League events, baseball playoffs, possible start of the World Series, a lot of religious holidays.
Paul Kirk stands by his Friday night choice and says it could even help achieve one of his organization's missions, to get Americans to watch the debates with fellow voters and then compare opinions.
Encouraging that kind of focus and attention may actually work to our advantage on a Friday night where there's no pressure for school and work the next morning.
Also hoping to take advantage of that is a group called Drinking Liberally. They're hosting debate watching parties across the country. Justin Krebs of the New York City chapter says their party will feature comedians performing a little pre-debate warm-up. Admission is free, and there will be plenty of beer on tap. Krebs says they aim to bring like-minded people together.
So they don't have to watch the debates alone, and ideally they don't have to watch the debates completely sober either.
Krebs is expecting a lot of people tomorrow, especially because it's on a Friday night. He says politics has become a key part of many young people's social lives.
Watching political events has become sort of like watching sports events. State of the Union nights have become regularly accompanied by drinking games, and the debates are no different.
For those who just can't tune in live tomorrow and don't own a TiVo, there are, of course, other options, including a new website called My Debates. The site was launched last week by the Commission on Presidential Debates and the social networking site MySpace. Lee Brenner is the executive producer of political programming at MySpace. He says My Debates will enable visitors to watch online video of the debate whenever it's convenient. The site also includes a quiz where users can read about issues like free trade, gay marriage, and education.
Questions come up on screen. With a click of the button, you can answer where you stand on the issues. And then it filters right into like a scorecard that's up on the screen.
That online scorecard lets you know how your opinions compare with the candidates and fellow Americans. How you watch the debate, online or on TV, shouldn't make too much of a difference, says Kathleen Hall Jamison. It's when you watch that matters. Jamison directs the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. She says soon after any debate, pundits start declaring winners and losers, and the airwaves are filled with analysis and commentary.
There are a number of studies that suggest that the commentary fixes in place some moments that you might not have featured as a viewer while you were watching. In the process of featuring those, it drops out some pieces of information you might have learned.
That's why Jamison will tune in live tomorrow night in her office, where she has a TV screen rigged to watch the debate on 6 different channels.
It's about the size of a queen-size bed, but it's on the wall. Next time you're in Philadelphia, come to my office, I'll show it to you.
Alex Cohen, NPR News.